What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio, and as the show goes on, so does the stories we hear from talented individuals from all over the world. I had a great honor in booking dozens of interviews with new talented faces, like the model I have on the line now, and we about to learn about her in a very short amount of time. So, hello, Stefania.
Hello, how are you?
All right, so just making sure, it's Stefania, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed I said Stefania. I shouldn't have did that. But anyway, I appreciate you taking on this interview with me. You're definitely someone that I find very impressive, and your work is truly remarkable. You are so talented at what you do, and I respect how you're keeping that glow in your art bright by always sharing the new stuff that you do. But let's start at the beginning with a simple introduction. Can you please let our listeners know who you are, where you're from, and what you do for a living?
Hello, everyone. My name is Stefania Alves, and I'm a model and actress based out of Danbury, Connecticut.
Nice, nice, nice. The acting stuff is very passionate when you think about it. I know a lot of actors, and a lot of them, they really find that very inspiring to be in there. But anyway,
yeah.
I always find learning about the spark that set the ideas that someone brings to life very remarkable, because in a field where someone's truly passionate about pursuing something, it's very always fascinating. So if all the information provided in interviews are really read through, they will become truly motivated at the stories people share. But where does your passion for modeling begin, and who influenced you to get started, and what were the first steps you took to start your journey?
Actually, my story is kind of crazy. So I didn't start modeling until my 30s, actually. Like, I never had any confidence. I just never thought it was something that I could do. And I actually went to a fundraising event, and there was a photographer there, and he hounded me down for months and months and months, and was like, no, we got to do a shoot. And finally, I was like, all right, fine, one shoot, and then you're going to leave me alone. And then from there, I was like, wow, I can do this. Like, who cares that I'm, you know, in my 30s and everything? Like, it made me feel so confident and, like, powerful as a woman. Like, I can do this. And from there, it's just, it hasn't stopped.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't stop, man. That photographer definitely opened up a door.
Oh, yes, he did.
All right. So, as you grew more experienced in modeling, what kind of photo shoots would you say fit your comfort zone when it comes to collaborating with photographers? And are there any services you're offering to clients?
I'm usually pretty open with different ideas. I do love working out in nature. One thing I tried before that was a lot of fun and I didn't think I was going to like it was actually cosplay. So I did a shoot where I was Venom. And it was the scariest thing I've ever done. And now I just want to do more of it.
I hear that. So we all know that the pandemic has put a strain on the modeling industry with restrictions. How has the climate of things changed for you as far as trying to accomplish goals you set to continue pursuing yourself further down the line of success? And has anything changed about how you see things as far as interacting with potential connections that are valuable during a pandemic?
Well, I feel like everyone took a big hit back in, you know, 2020. I know I didn't have any jobs, like, for the whole year. And then, thankfully, this year, everyone was hungry. And they're like, you know what, let's do it. Let's all be creative together. And, you know, I've been very blessed this year that a lot of people have been reaching out to me. I've been getting a lot more work. Like I mentioned before with the acting, I ended up getting an agent. And they were like, no, we got to get you into acting. And it's just, there's so many possibilities now that, you know, people realize, hey, we were locked down. We couldn't be creative. Let's just go all in right now.
Awesome. I hear that. So what is Mama's Boy Treats? Can you explain that to our listeners? I want to know about this.
So I have a dog that is my child that I love very, very much. And I wanted to do something not only for him, but to give back to a lot of shelter dogs in the community. So I have my own dog treat company where I make homemade cookies, ice cream, birthday cakes. And with with every purchase. I do always donate to local shelters. So check that out, Mama's Boy Treats on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out too, cause I got a pit bull. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, cute.
Hi. So, where's the best place for a person to reach you if they want to work with you and do business? And what are you hoping to gain from all the hard work you put in? You've been putting in to reach the next level in your life.
So the best way would either be through Instagram, which would be bittersweet_18, or I could also be reached email. svalvez18@gmail.com.
All right, I'm about to slide this question in real quick because I noticed that I didn't have it inside of my notes. But are you currently working on anything right now that you would like people to know about or no?
I mean, I'm doing a few different things, so a couple small projects, but hopefully something big will come out of it.
All right, we're gonna have to wait for the future for that.
Oh yeah.
All right, so is there anyone you would like to give a shout out to or pay your respects to before we end this interview?
Just everyone who has been by my side throughout this journey. Like I said, I didn't have the confidence when I first started, and I've had the pleasure of meeting so many people who have pushed me to reach my potential and just go further with it. So I just want to thank everybody that has been in my life through this.
Well, Stefania, I appreciate you calling in for this interview, and I enjoyed it. It was very educational, and for a very short amount of time, you sure did fill us in with a lot to keep on to. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.